We have spoken before about the duality that is such a big part of the time that we are in. And of course, we very often have to deal with the dualities inside of ourselves. But as we work more, those dualities are beginning to, we are beginning to have the tools to balance them out. And that is as it should be. We will always, of course, have conflicts, but when we have good tools, we have the tools to make the road level. The world, what an interesting time you are seeing. One of the things you are seeing is one country which the world is embracing, which is standing up for its right to have a democracy, to have free will, to have its own way of creating, its own way of being. And it, in essence, is a country that has identified itself as what it is, what it values, and what it will fight for. And that is partly why there is so much support in the world that is flowing to that country, because it is true. And when you see something that is true, that is matching, and this is in a person too. So when you see a person who is truly who they are and their life is being operated off of that truth, you see great power. And it is a bit awesome to look and see when that is going on around you. That does not change the oppositional forces. And even in this week, you have seen all of this. You have seen what is noble and good, and you have seen what is shameful and dark and fighting for power. The thing that is noticeable about all this is a principle that is a good thing to know about. And that is, when something is fighting for power only, it is not reflective of a real identity or a real connected energy. The power is in the minds of the person fighting for it, takes the place of meaning. I will have power, and therefore I do not need meaning. But as you all know, the quality of life without meaning, it makes life seem not worthwhile. That connection between who you are and the universe and how you are moving in the world is one of the really beautiful things that you are bringing to the world and unfolding. We have so many aspects of ourselves, and we move from one to the other, and we give each one as much honor and respect as we can. And when we do that, then we are operating through the reflection of our own identity. And life not only works, but it has meaning. And it is that meaning that allows us to be happy. We find ourselves interested in some of the things that are written by the advanced spiritual teachers, who seem to suggest that happiness is not what we want. And the truth of it is, as a byproduct of being who we are, happiness is what you get. It may not be the main theme for everything, but when you are operating as who you are, and it is authentic, and it is serving and connected, you are going to be happy. Now, when that happiness slips away from you, rather than go into fear, we would like to suggest that you move into a place of love for who you are, for what you are, and respect for everything that you are doing, whether that thing seems large or small to you. This will bring you back to center, back to the place where you need to be living from, and you will find that if happiness has slipped away, happiness will return. It is all about the center. It is all about the connection. So, let us begin to breathe deeply, easily. Feel the energy of peace all around you. And when you breathe in the peace, exhale the fear. Feel the energy of love make a cocoon for you, so that you are resting in the energy of love that is all around you. Allow your body to feel how it is to hold love. And your energy to feel the love that makes it whole. Open the crown and feel the golden light of the universe flow down into your body, awakening the third eye, clearing the communication center, filling the heart, nourishing your garden, flowing into the solar plexus, down into the second center, into the root, and there you are, the golden one, full of the energy that heals and enlightens and smooths your path. Move your attention into your garden, into your heart center, and stop and see the beautiful things that are growing in your garden, that are growing in your life. Find the place where water is flowing. Go there and drink the water that refreshes your soul, your spirit. And look around and see a path that has lighted for you, and allow yourself to move to that path. Step on the path and let the path take you upward without any effort on your part. Rest in the power of the path to move you. Know that the air is full of blessings, and that every breath you take fills you more. And as you move upward, come to the place of colors. And allow yourself to know the colors that nourish you now. Take your time and take note of them. Now come to the path again and begin to move upward on the path. And come to the place of blessing. And in this place, allow yourself to see two things. A thing that blesses you, and a thing that you bless. Now begin to move upward to the place of the gift, and resting your mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to come back down the path, breathing in the blessings of the path, taking them in for yourself, and feel the love in those gifts, and take that in too. Come back to your heart center, to your garden, and begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.